With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. It's a stinging setback for the GOP. The Senate has dismissed all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border, ending his trial before arguments even began. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was not having it.
It doesn't make any difference whether our friends on the other side thought he should have been impeached or not. He was. And by doing what we just did, we have in effect ignored the directions of the House, which were to have a trial. We had no evidence, no procedure. This is a day that's not a proud day in the history of the Senate.
A new report shows the head of Maui's Emergency Management Agency dragging his heels about returning to the island as wildfires ripped across it in late August. That comes after a broad communications breakdown left authorities in the dark and residents without emergency alerts. Also at SRNnews.com, the world waits and watches for what Israel's reaction will be to the Iranian missile attack. In the meantime, Cliff May with the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies says to understand Iran, it's important to realize that what the country experienced in 1979 was not an Iranian revolution, but rather an Islamic revolution. He tells Salem Radio Network that's why to this day, Iran speaks of death to Israel and death to the United States.
It was rather that the Supreme Leader Ruhollah Khomeini wanted to establish a new Islamic empire because the Ottoman Empire had failed after the First World War.
He says it's important to realize what the country went through in 79 was not a mere Iranian revolution meant to overthrow the Shah. This is SRN News. Women are more likely than men to embrace the queer trans lifestyle, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new Gallup poll finds that 8.5% of females in this country identify as something other than heterosexual, compared to just 4.7% of men. Amongst women who are LGBT, the vast majority say they are bisexual. The situation intensifies within the ranks of the youngest American adults. Nearly 30% of women in Generation Z are embracing the LGBT lifestyle. Only 11% of men are doing so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court's allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on sex change operations for kids while lawsuits over the measure proceed, reversing lower courts. The justice's order allows the state to put in place a 2023 law that subjects doctors to up to 10 years in prison if they provide hormones, puberty blockers, or sex change procedures to anyone under the age of 18. This is SRN News. Columbia University's president denounces anti-Semitism during a congressional hearing Wednesday.
I have spent most of my time since becoming president on these issues, holding over 200 meetings with groups of students, faculty, alumni, donors, parents, some of whom are here, and 20 meetings with other university presidents to learn from each other.
Republican Congresswoman Virginia Fox says college administrators need to ensure the safety of their students.
The administrations on these campuses have got to take action to do that. They collectively need to get a spine and say we're not going to tolerate anti-Semitism and we're not going to tolerate violence on our campuses.
Former President Trump meets with the president of Poland. The two discuss their differences in opinion regarding support for Ukraine during its war with Russia. Trump skeptical of giving more aid. More at SRNnews.com.